I'm Jessica Palumbo, host of The Jackson on WJCT. Next week, WJCT is hosting an event called Getting There in Jacksonville. It's a panel discussion of how our changing city is confronting its transportation future. Kelsey Hasden joins me now with the details. This is The Jackson on WJCT. Getting There in Jacksonville is Thursday, January 24th. It's in the evening here at WJCT Studios, starting at 6. Kelsey, give us the rundown of what's happening that evening.
On the 24th, starting at 6, there will be hors d'oeuvres and networking, so be sure to show up early. The program starts at 6:30 with a presentation by Andrew Pantazzi, who works at the Florida Times Union. He specializes in using data to tell stories about why things go wrong. Following Andrew Pantazzi's presentation will be Ennis Davis, co-founder of The Jackson, who works as a city planner. He will be discussing best practices in Jacksonville's mobility and transportation.
Right. So we'll hear some examples of what other cities have done and maybe how Jacksonville compares.
Exactly. Following those two presentations will be a panel discussion with Justin Dennis, co-founder of Urban SDK, who works with transit, law enforcement, and government organizations to unlock data silos and predict traffic, mobility, and safety patterns. Jacoby Pittman, who is local Jacksonville Councilwoman of District 8. She is also the president of the Clara White Mission. Brad Thoburn works with consulting firm Michael Baker International, which works on JTA projects. Brad Thoburn used to be director of strategic planning at JTA.
And finally,
Kay Ahas is CEO of Groundwork Jax, which works to clean up abandoned land and contaminated waterways, and which is also the nonprofit behind connecting local parks in a project called the Emerald Necklace.
So with this panel, we're going to have a wide-ranging conversation about transportation and mobility and how the changing demographics of Jacksonville are affecting the transportation future of Jacksonville. So we invite you to come with your questions for these panelists. We'll have a Q&A section at the very end of the program. It's free to attend, but you'll need to register at wjct.org/events. There will be light hors d'oeuvres served that evening because we know it's around dinner time. And if you can't join us in person, we also invite you to tune in via Facebook Live. We'll be broadcasting the entire program there on Facebook Live and hopefully incorporating some of those questions that we get from the Facebook Live audience into the live event. If you came to the first Jackson event back in October, you know that it was a lively discussion, and we anticipate this one being fun and lively, and we're looking forward to it.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Police and Fire Pension Fund.